Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited about 7 days in Israel.
Israel. 7 days
in the Holy Land. Franklin Graham took his daughter, Sissy. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Sissy. Only in the Carolinas, right?
Only in North Carolina.
Took his daughter, Sissy, to the Holy Land and took her on a 7-day tour where they went exactly to where the Bible talks about, and she would read it and he would tell the stories of what's happening at each of these places. And we're going to begin that journey today.
Oh, that's awesome.
And over a period of time, you're going to be able to take the whole journey with Franklin and his daughter, Sissy. Let's join him right now in the Holy Land.
I always knew a trip like this would be special. But actually being here, walking the stone streets and seeing the historic hillsides of Jerusalem, it exceeds every expectation. The Bible stories I've heard and the verses I've memorized, they all come to life here in the Holy Land. My dad brought my brothers here years ago, but I was too young to come along. I've always wanted to see Israel, and I kept begging my dad to bring me. Now that I'm expecting my first child, I think my dad realized this might be the last chance for just the two of us to be able to share this time together.
This is so exciting. I mean, a father getting to take his daughter, you know, with his grandchild, you know, in her womb, going to Israel to be able to share the experience. I know you're going like, well, I want to go see. Well, we're going to, over a period of time, we're going to go take this tour with Franklin, his daughter, Sissy, and granddaughter, her grandchild. I know that when my daughter was pregnant with her first child, she was 25. You know, her and her husband, Blake, you know, having didn't know whether it was going to be a boy or a girl yet. And I knew this is going to be the last moment that a father has with your daughter at that particular time in their life. Once you're a mother, it's a whole different.
It's over. Ball of wax. It's busy.
And so what I did on her 24th birthday, she just got an ultrasound and we found out that, you know, Mackenzie was going to be a girl and she was a beautiful baby girl now. I took her and I had a setup. Pat helped me with this. And we set up at the end of the street in Pensacola, Florida called Palafox Street, the dead end of Palafox. We had a table set up out there. I took her to seafood place to be able to pick out lobsters. And blindfolded her, took her all the way down, and while she was blindfolded in the truck, set all that stuff up, you know, on the waterfront.
Oh, wow.
And brought her out, and we had lobster, and we had shrimp, and we had all these wonderful things, and she was so surprised. But that was my moment.
Yeah.
You know, that I knew at 25, you know, 25th birthday, she was pregnant with her first child. We found out that it was a girl. Now we know it's beautiful Mackenzie. And now you're looking at Franklin getting to share this time with his daughter, and she's carrying his grandchild, and then they're going to Israel.
Yeah.
Sorry, baby, I didn't do it like that. It was cheaper than a Balavo Street. But we pulled that food out there. You know, I put the food out there, and I'm setting it out, and these beautiful lobsters that we got, you know, fresh, steamed for us. And she was in the truck, and these big birds were coming up. Man, that bird was eyeing that lobster. I'm thinking, this big bird's going to snatch this lobster, like trying to run him off. But we finally made it, and I tell you what, it's so cool to see a father and a daughter spend that kind of time together.
Yeah, it is.
And I can relate to that. And we're going to get to go with Sissy and Franklin on this journey in Israel. So make sure you stay tuned to VFN TV, because we're going to bring all that to you over
That's
a
beautiful.
Period of time. Well, I want to pray with you. You know, I just want to thank you so much for joining us each and every day, you know, that it's us together. Mm. You know, we are a voice crying out in a wilderness, sometimes it seems like. But when we hear from you, encouraging words from you and letters from you and emails from you, it's so encouraging to us. And we know that we're doing this thing together and that God is watching us and he's watching carefully, because he said about Israel in Egypt, he said, I carefully observed everything that was going on to my people. And God's watching what's going on now. And he sees what we're doing. So I want to thank you for joining us in the VFN TV audience and praying for us. And we always end in prayer because we want to go to God. This whole thing, no matter what's happening, Our God is in control. So if you would just join us at this particular time, let's pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for you being in control. I thank you, Father God, for bringing Pastor Saeed out of this prison, God. I thank you, Lord, for Franklin Graham and Billy Graham Ministries, how they're just doing so many kind things, and Jay Sekulow with what he's doing, Father God. And we just pray right now for our audience, Lord, that you would encourage them, Lord God, that they would get a vision for this tipping point year, that we would be on the winning side, that we would say, we hear the two-minute warning, but we're going to win this thing in Jesus' name. The third great awakening is coming. Abortion is going to end. And Lord, we thank you for revival, for the outpouring and the wave of revival that's coming across this nation in Jesus' name. Make sure you join us in the next program, because we're going to be talking about a prophetic word, about a wave of revival coming to America. We've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to share it with you. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.